This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome members of the Sitka High School softball team, just back from Anchorage, victorious in the state tournament. They are now four-time state champions. Welcome, gals.
Hi.
Today we have Coach Kelly Garvin with us, along with players Stefania Petruski, Megan Reed, and Hannah McCarty. So let me first turn to Coach Garvin. Coach, you were up in Anchorage last week, it was?
Yeah, last weekend.
Tell us about where you were at as far as what field and who you were playing up there for the state tournament.
Well, it's a six-team tournament, and we were playing at Cartier Fields. Two of the fields are turf, and two of the fields are dirt. If you stay in the winner's bracket like we did, you play on the turf field. If you drop, then you'll be on the dirt and have to work your way back to the turf field. So we managed to stay on turf, which we're used to playing on, obviously, with Moeller. So
that proved to be a big help, I would imagine, to be able to play on both types of fields before you went up to the tournament, I suspect.
Oh, yeah, and we've been doing that all year. When we knew we had to play on turf, we practiced on the turf, and when we played dirt, we practiced on the dirt. So I thought we had a pretty good advantage as far as fielding.
Kelly, your position as a coach with the team is what?
I'm just an assistant coach, and I mainly focus on hitting and then run the JV team. I'll be on third base with the JV team.
So manager Bob Petruski isn't here this morning. I know he's retired now and probably sleeps in regularly now that he doesn't have the responsibilities of being a teacher. Congratulations to Bob, by the way. I'm sure he'll be listening to this on his retirement and on his great success with the team. So, Kelly, this is the fourth year in a row that the team has won a state championship, small schools state championship. Have you been involved in all four of those teams?
Yeah, I've been involved in all four. When Bob took over, he asked me to be the JV coach. And at first, I really did not want to. I'd coached in Oregon. I was kind of done coaching softball, but he twisted my arm, and I got back into it. And Stefania and Hannah, they were freshmen, along with a few others. And I just loved it, kind of found my passion for it again. And now it's kind of hard to leave or think about leaving. So
I bet. Okay, let's run through the games you're up there. The first game was against who?
Oh, we played Kodiak, first game.
And you won, of course. You won all your games up there. I wrote down some scores, 15-5. And then you played who?
We played Eielson from the Fairbanks area.
How'd you do against them?
It was kind of a massacre, to be honest with you. They kind of showed up, and we've got kind of a unique offense to Alaska, not to softball in general, but we start our lineup off with two slappers, which are left-handed hitters. Neither of our two slappers are true lefties. We've just switched them over, but they're typically people who have speed. Mm. And their job is to put the ball in play, and they're usually so fast that you can outrun a ball. So we had Sid Riggs starts us off, and she has the ability to hit the ball deep off the slap or to go short game. So she's usually on about 3 out of 4 times. And then Shelby Stubb Schmidt, she is a freshman, but she did such a good job drag bunting that we could put her in the two spot. And what that does is create a ton of pressure on the defense. So, and then followed up by Megan Reed, Lindsay Riggs, to hit them in with power. So
power hitters, yeah. Kelly, then after you had an easy time with Eielson, you ran into the long-term nemesis, Ketchikan, for a couple games, I understand.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking, honestly, as a coach. That morning, I think that was the most nervous I've been at any of the state championships, because to beat a team who's basically about the same level as you are 3 times in a row in my coaching experience is extremely difficult, and we were on about a 5-game winning streak with them, and they can hit. I mean, Ketchikan can flat out hit. So we're doing everything we could to make that not happen, but right. It's inevitable.
So it's one of those things where the law of averages, you're afraid might catch up to you or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and who's pitching this whole time, these four games against?
So Stefania's pitching and Megan's catching. And then we'd come in and we have little conferences about Megan calls all the pitches. But then we come in and talk about it. Ketchikan has well, they have a pattern of how they swing the bat, which we figured out early in the season. And so Megan was able to call complete junk when we knew that they were going to swing. And that really helped us throughout the season. So
give me a little after tournament assessment, Kelly. Did the girls play up to their potential? Did they or not? And how'd that all work out?
You know, the great thing about this group is they can have such a great time off the field, and you almost think they're going to screw off. But when it comes to game time, they buckle down and play the game. So I watched when we started hitting the ball, catch can would get rattled. They would quit covering their bags. They would really kind of fall apart. And our girls, catch can went on a run, scored two runs with like one out in the championship game. And our girls was cool, calm, and collected. So they're solid. They were solid the whole time.
Well, that's great. Let's bring the gals in here now. We have, again, Stefania Petruski, the pitcher, Megan Reed, the catcher, and Hannah McCarty. Hannah, what year in school are you?
I'm a senior.
And what position do you play on the team?
I play right field.
And how many years have you been on the varsity squad?
Two.
2 years. So you got two championship rings now,
yeah,
so to speak. So give me a little highlight on your tournament, on your performance. I want to hear you talk about yourself a little bit. Do some hitting. You do some had a good play out, diving play out in the outfield or anything like that?
I didn't have any good diving plays. I had a few good hits, a couple nice bunts.
Right. We're going to talk to Stefania and Megan here in a second, but how was it playing with those gals over these last couple of years?
Oh, it's always really great. You always have a lot of faith when Stefania's in and Megan's catching, so.
Right. So what's your role as a batter? Are you one of those slap hitters that Coach Garvin was talking about earlier?
No, I'm just, I bat seventh.
Bat seventh. You got some hits up there in the tournament. Huh?
Yeah.
So what's happening with you after you're graduated now and you're going to go to college next year?
Yeah, I'm headed off to NNU in Nampa, Idaho.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations. Good luck on that. Megan, I've had you here before. How do you keep playing sports all year long and stay up with this stuff?
I just love it, so I keep up with it.
So you're the catcher. You're behind the plate. Yeah. Have to catch the fast pitches by Stefania there. Does she keep it in the strike zone, or are you digging them out of the dirt all the time?
Oh, she keeps them in the strike zone, unless I tell her to take it out of the strike zone. So.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the communications that you have with Stefania as far as, do you guys call pitches? Does she have curveballs, fades, or whatever you guys call them in softball, or just fastball, throw them down the middle?
Definitely not a fastball down the middle. She has five different pitches that she can throw really well, and I know when she can throw them and when they'll be effective. So,
right. So Megan, you're a junior, and you've been on all three state championships teams, right?
I've only been on two.
Two, okay. So you weren't on the varsity as a freshman then?
No.
Okay. So I've watched a number of games of you. I know you have some considerable power. I'm wondering, did you get a chance to hit any home runs up at the state tournament this year?
I did the first game against Ketchikan. I had one home run. That was the only one that I had this weekend.
All right. How was your batting average? Were you driving in the runs this weekend too?
Yeah, I was.
All right. What's the most memorable moment about this past tournament?
Definitely the win against Ketchikan. Both wins, actually. It was really exciting.
Right. By the way, were there a contingent of parents and other fans up there in Anchorage watching you guys on?
Yeah, most everybody's parents were there being supportive and really helped us.
That's great. So, Stefania, the senior pitcher on the squad, and I know you've been pitching, you've been on the team all 4 years, right, and doing some level of pitching and all the pitching the last couple of years, correct?
Yeah, freshman year I got in one game when we were winning by a lot.
So tell me about the challenges you had with the team. What was the toughest team you had to face as far as hitters?
Definitely Ketchikan.
Right. And what about them makes them tough?
They're just really smart hitters, and they can hit the ball hard.
Right. Do they have the bunters and the slap hitters?
No, they don't.
Okay. So you have a pretty decent third baseman over there, and Colleen Colling. She, you know, she didn't she make an all-regional team, too?
Yeah, she did. Okay.
And I understand that you were on the all-state all-tourney team, too, Stefania, right?
Yep.
Who else from the squad made it?
Hannah McCarty and Laurel Rashik did.
All right. Congratulations, gals. So 4 years on a championship team, Stefania. Can you compare this one to the other ones and how it feels?
This one was definitely the most memorable. The past two, we've won by quite a bit, and it didn't really sink in when we won. So we weren't really excited, but this year, I mean, we all ran out to the home plate to meet Hannah because she had just scored the last run.
Well, there's your moment, Hannah. The winning run. Tell us about that last game. We talked before you guys came in here, and I understand that was a nail-biter. Lay it out for us a little bit.
I think we started the game with two runs, and they just kept coming back and matching us. And finally it got down to the seventh inning with two outs, and Hannah was on second base, and Laurel was up with two strikes, and she hit one up the middle, and Hannah just kept going all the way. And the pitcher had cut off the ball at the mound, but I'm pretty sure she would have been safe if the ball had kept going.
Very exciting. So, Stefania, you're a senior. Where are you off to next year?
Next year I'm going to go to Central Methodist University in Fayette, Missouri.
All right. Fayette, Missouri. Are you going to do any sports there?
Yeah, I'm planning on playing softball.
Have they seen your pitching yet? You send out videos? Or?
They came and watched me last summer when I played in Denver.
Very exciting. Well, good luck on that.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like we're out of time. I really appreciate all you gals and Coach Garvin coming in. And the best of luck to you. And congratulations on a great, successful softball season. And another state championship 4 years in a row for the Sitka High School girls softball team. So, again, I'd like to thank Stefania Petruski, Megan Reed, Hannah, and Coach Kelly Garvin for it's Hannah McCarty, and Coach Kelly Garvin for coming in this morning. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support Sitka High School sports.